when you're down in trouble.
This is Henry Banks, senior producer and host of People of Color on Wisconsin Public Radio. Today's our show of remembrance for 2018. Tonight we're going to be remembering those who have gone on before us from January 2018 through December 2018. People of Color is produced by Elliot Spirit. All of this and more coming up next on People of Color after this news. Good evening. This is Henry Banks. Thanks for listening to People of Color tonight. This is our show of remembrance for 2018. Tonight, we're going to be remembering those who have gone on before us and just telling you a little about those individuals from January 2018 through December 2018. Olivia Cole. An American actress who won an Emmy Award for her work in the series Roots. Olivia Cole earned her master's degree from the University of Minnesota and was part of one of the first prominent interracial couples in Hollywood. Hugh Masekela, a South African trumpet player. Hugh aimed to preserve and promote Africa's heritage and culture through arts and education, and to restore Africa's identity and share it with the world, as stated by the Hugh Masekela Heritage Foundation. Wyatt T. Walker. Wyatt T. Walker was known as a pastor, civil rights leader, founding member of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, and Martin Luther King's chief strategist. His work for the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s has made a huge effort on every African American in the United States today. For the month of February, we lost Dennis Edwards. He was the voice of the Temptations. Edwards sang as lead with the group for 2 decades. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1989. Shadevi Kapoor, a renowned Bollywood star known for her superstar status and widely regarded as the highest paid and most prolific Indian actress at the height of her career in the 1990s and 2000s. In the month of March, we lost Linda Brown. Linda Brown was the girl who was at the center of the Brown versus Board of Education decision of 1954, which legally desegregated schools in the United States and determined separate but equal as unconstitutional. In April, we lost Winnie Mandela. An activist in South Africa, Winnie Mandela is well known for her dedication to many social efforts, including the dismantling of apartheid, protesting of police brutality, and unlawful imprisonment and women's health and safety. Reverend James Howe Cone, author of Black Theology and Black Power, and credited founder of Black Liberation Theology, which was spurred by the teachings of Malcolm X and sought to relate the teachings of the Bible during a time when Christianity was used as justification for overt white supremacy. In the month of May, we lost Dovey Johnson Rowntree, a lawyer whose career spanned almost 50 years. Dovey Johnson Rowntree defended poor African Americans in court during the civil rights movement and beyond, establishing the right and ability for black people to serve within the justice system. Her most famous case involved defending an African American man accused of killing DC socialite Mary Pinchot Meyer, a landmark case that left Raymond Crump Jr. free, despite large amounts of circumstantial evidence brought against him by white prosecutors. In the month of June, we lost Anthony Bourdain. Anthony Bourdain was well known for his cooking and traveling that sought to dismantle cultural boundaries through the use of food, the ultimate equalizer. Joe Jackson, most famously the father of Janet and Michael Jackson, Joe Jackson made his name as manager of the Jackson 5 and was inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame in 2014. George Layton, a civil rights lawyer and friends with such names as Thurgood Marshall, George Layton achieved many wins and made a lasting impact on the city of Chicago and the movement as a whole. He was the first black person appointed to the Illinois Appellate Courts. Layton served justice during a time when blacks were frequently misjudged and sentenced for crimes uncommitted. He still serves as a role model for youth in the Chicago area and lives on through his namesake, the Honorable George N. Layton Criminal Court Building. Dorothy Cotton, a civil rights activist. Dorothy Cotton was a prominent member of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, a major organization associated with Martin Luther King Jr., and the major protests associated with the movement. She served as the SCLC's educational director, working closely with Dr. King, Wyatt T. Walker, and taking a large part in the Highlander Folk School, a school operated to train future black social leaders. In the month of July, we lost Eiko Herzig Yoshinaga. Yoshinaga was an American activist whose political work helped to discover governmental wrongdoing regarding the internment camps following World War II. This led to positive resolution for Japanese Americans during the redress movement. Mae Scoff, Syrian activist and artist. Mae Scoff was a human rights activist protesting the Al-Assad regime and inspiring revolution around the world against oppressive leadership. In the month of August, we lost Aretha Franklin. Internationally renowned singer Aretha Franklin was known for her soul-reaching voice and phenomenal use of music as personal expression and activism. She got her start in Detroit, Michigan, and later became known as the Queen of Soul. Reverend Dr. Katie Cannon, a Presbyterian pastor, Katie Cannon was an intersectionalist and pioneer of womanist theology, focusing on the connection between race, gender, and religion, and putting the ideas of black women at the forefront of her research. Kofi Annan, a Ghanaian diplomat, Kofi Annan served as a Secretary General for the United Nations, later receiving a joint Nobel Peace Prize for his interest in human rights and the revitalization of the United Nations. Later, the Kofi Annan Foundation was founded, working to help establish and maintain peaceful, inclusive, and democratic governments. He served on many boards and with many organizations to establish healthy and peaceful living in all areas of life. In the month of October, Baba O'Jay, member of the hip-hop group Arrested Development, Baba O'Jay served as what many termed a spiritual leader for many hip-hop artists and particularly for Arrested Development during the 90s, spending much of his time as an activist. He attended the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, where he met the frontman for his future rap group. Tony Joe White, an American songwriter and guitarist who performed and toured frequently, as well as writing songs for Tina Turner, Elvis Presley, and Tom Jones. In the month of November, we lost Kim Porter. Kim Porter was an actress and model known for her production efforts and her relationship with Sean Diddy Combs. Stan Lee, the son of Jewish immigrants. Stan Lee was the well-known creator and co-creator of many superheroes, including Spider-Man, the Hulk, Black Panther, and others. He inspired many to follow their creative dreams through every avenue possible, and was well known for his ability to think outside the box, which included his acceptance of people of color as co-workers, collaborators, and inclusion in the world of superheroes. When you're down, Deva Pager. A sociologist at Harvard, Deva Pager was an avid researcher into discrimination against low-wage workers, also researching racial discrimination within the prison system. She achieved her PhD at the University of Wisconsin in Madison and wrote a book titled Marked: Race, Crime, and Finding Work in an Era of Mass Incarceration. Ludmila Alexeyeva was a civil rights activist and prominent leader in anti-Soviet protest. She was co-founder of the Moscow Helsinki Group, which advocated human rights and for which she was exiled from Russia. She was a large presence in the resistance against abuse of power and the work for more systems of checks and balances for fair government. Rosanelle Eaton, civil rights activist. Rosanelle Eaton was an avid fighter for the voting rights of African Americans, helping thousands register and working to change discriminatory laws that prevented equal access to voting. Paulden Gayesto, a Tibetan monk who resisted the Chinese takeover of his country. Paulden Gayesto was an advocate for human rights and independence. He spoke before the UN using his 30-plus years of experience in imprisonment as evidence of the mistreatment of people in occupied countries. countries. Selma Ingen Vinberg, one of few survivors from the Sobibor extermination camp. Selma was a Holocaust survivor who shared internationally the horrors of the Jewish exterminations, her experience in Sobibor, and her subsequent escape. From all of us at People of Color with Henry Banks, we wish you a very happy new year. From Elliot Sweary, Michaela Lampert, and yours truly, have a great new year. Wishing you the best for 2019. Thanks for listening. I had to face another day. Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. And you're the key to my peace of mind. Cause you make me feel. You make me feel. You make me feel like a natural.
Yeah.